This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
At least 240 billion pesos would be required to fund the government's coronavirus response efforts in 2022, according to Malacañang. Presidential spokesman Harry Roque made the statement as the country continued to experience a spike in cases of coronavirus disease. In his press briefing on Thursday, August 19, Roque bared that a total of 240,747,386,000 worth of funding was needed for the fight against the pandemic based on the preliminary data as of August 19, 2021. Roque explained that the amount was just not yet final. It is better to be safe than sorry when it comes to COVID-19 and children. While children may not belong to the high-risk groups, and most Filipino children infected with coronavirus disease remain to be mild, a study show, parents and guardians were urged to monitor the symptoms of the respiratory disease among the younger age group. Director for Thematic Programs of Save the Children Philippines, Dr. Cecilia Francisco, noted that there is also growing concern that highly contagious Delta variant is more fatal to children, especially to those with comorbidities or who are less than 1 year old. This is because their immune response is either compromised or not yet developed. Given this, Save the Children Philippines Chief Executive Officer Alberto Muyot underscored the need for adults to step up and act more responsibly, especially when children are around. The tropical depression east of Luzon has entered the Philippine area of responsibility on Thursday morning, August 19, and was named Isang. PAGASA said Isang entered country's monitoring area at around 10 a.m. State meteorologists earlier said that the weather disturbance packed a maximum sustained winds of 45 kilometers per hour near the center, with gustiness up to 55 kph, while moving northwestward at 15 kph. PAGASA said that the weather system will likely remain a weak tropical depression and may degenerate in the low pressure area by Monday.
The Taliban have promised to improve Afghanistan's economy, but to do that, the new regime will need foreign aid, and there is no guarantee it will get the funds it needs. Some major donors have already halted their support for the country, who is considered one of the world's poorest, and the World Bank and IMF also may freeze financial aid if major governments fail to recognize the new leadership. Russia, China, and Turkey have all welcomed the insurgents' first public statements. However, many donor countries, starting with the United States, are wary. President Joe Biden's administration said the Taliban will not have access to them. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said his country has no plans to recognize the Taliban. Germany, meanwhile, announced the suspension of its development aid on Monday. Blackpink, the movie featuring K-pop girl group Blackpink, emerged as the highest-grossing event cinema or alternative content of 2021, according to its distributors. The movie, released on August 4, grossed $4.8 million from under 100 territories. According to the distributors, Blackpink the movie delivered the highest number of admissions for an event cinema release in 2021, with 500,000 in total admissions. Blackpink the movie was released as part of Blackpink's 5th anniversary and was made available in various special screen formats. Actor dancer Nico Natividad has defended Arzu Ataide, who reportedly left Baguio City despite testing positive for COVID-19. On Twitter, Nico clarified that Arzu did not abandon them, instead Arzu was rushed to a hospital. This after Baguio City Mayor Benjamin Magalong revealed that Arzu left the city despite his condition. Arjo's mother, veteran actress Sylvia Sanchez, reposted the statement of Filmmaking Productions Inc. saying that she is praying for everyone's safety and healing. Meanwhile, Arjo's girlfriend Maine Mendoza tweeted that there are a lot of things people do not know about the story and that she hopes for Arjo to be given the chance to tell his side and the context of what had happened. The exclusive mobile game paying homage to the rags-to-riches story of Manny Pacquiao is set for an open beta launch in the country tomorrow, August 20. Fighting Pride, the Manny Pacquiao saga, is entering its final stages in unfolding Pacquiao's legacy through the official and exclusive mobile games created and written by the late boxing analyst Mike Ochoa. The game will feature story, historical, and online player versus player modes with over 65 stages in 3 chapters.
And those are the news on web. For more news and updates, follow our official social media pages or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Be fully informed.